I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. The day after one of the uglier games I can remember watching at any level, to be honest with you. Like I said, I played 25 years of adult ball and played in much, much cleaner games than that. Ben Higgins has arrived. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Woods. I will agree with you that it was a brutal game to watch.
Terrible.
I also agree with you that school shootings are bad.
Yep.
I had some different thoughts, though, based on listening to your opening segment without you about that game last night.
Shoot.
I mean, we can get into it later. We want to do phone calls now, or do you want me to just start firing right away?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I'm curious what Ben asked.
All right. Well, one of the things that you both said was you thought there were some questionable decisions, including taking out Blake Snell in the first inning.
Yeah.
I didn't question that decision at all. He was at 38 pitches, and my thought even before Jace Tingler came out is, God, I don't want him to face another batter. What if it's an 8 or a 9 pitch at bat and he's up to like 47, 48 in one inning? We're putting an entire season, his arm at risk for a game against the Pirates that – right at that moment, I'm thinking, you can probably win anyway with a bullpen day. I would have been at the top step just like Jace Tingler in that situation. When he hopped out, I'm going, okay, good. I'm glad he's managing for the long run and not just for this game, that he's not going to risk Blake Snell and his arm by sticking him out there for what could end up a 50-pitch inning. That would just be, I thought, suicide at this point in the season in the first 12 games. So I wasn't upset about that decision. I was also, in terms of like critical of the Padres, I don't like to criticize a team that doesn't have a good day hitting at the plate. I mean, if you're taking bad at bats and you are swinging at pitches way out of the zone and you're not getting on base at all right, then you need to do something about it. If you get on base 20 plus times in a game and you're just not coming up with big hits, to me that's going to happen. Half a dozen to a dozen times over the course of a regular season. It just does. You're not always going to get big hits in the right situations when guys are on base. You see games all the time when you leave runners on base. Is it frustrating to watch? Absolutely. When it's a game that's right there that you can grab, all it takes is one hit in the gap, one timely home run. But there was nothing wrong with the Padres' approach, I thought, to yesterday's game in terms of offensively. I hope they have that approach every single game, especially when they're going up against pitchers that are not finding the zone at all. That's how you do that, but it's also hard to hit those guys. If they're not throwing a lot of strikes, it's tough to, have a great day in terms of bat-to-ball contact. So that is going to happen from time to time, and they just weren't able to take advantage of it.
The Blake Snell thing, look,
you don't, he's a veteran. He didn't just come up. Like, I'm giving my veteran, he's been in the league, how long? How long has he been a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball?
I don't care. I'm not letting any of my pitchers go 50 pitches in an inning.
He's
in one inning?
But why?
You got to look at the rest of the week, I think. That's why I didn't like it. So Paddock's going to give you four innings at best right now.
Right.
And then
we're expecting Joe Musgrove today after a 112 pitch.
Pitch count,
right.
Like, what, 75 pitches or
Bro,
something like that?
Blake Snell's job is to get outs. You pull him when the pitcher is up? Look, I'm going to give my veteran pitcher a chance to. He's not McKenzie Gore.
Was always coming in for just one out. He pitched 3 1/3 2 days before that.
100%.
There was no chance he was pitching another inning, whether or not the pitcher was coming up. That's why they went to Stammen in that situation.
Yeah, because one out.
He was going to be a one out guy. That's all he had probably for that game. And then they were going to go to a long guy, Chris Mett, who gave them exactly what they were hoping for and actually a little bit more than even what Jace Tingler was hoping for. I just didn't have a problem with the decision-making. I'm not leaving any of my pitchers, even you Darvish, in for a 50-pitch inning. It's just not going to happen.
Well, he wasn't at 50 pitches.
He was at 38.
That's not 50.
And,
could have been done after 39.
He's going to be 39. He's the pitcher coming up. Let him. It was three runs.
He was throwing the ball over the plate, though.
Okay, it's three runs. I'm going to let him get the pitcher out, and then I'm going to let him come back out and see if he can figure it out. Because, again, this isn't McKenzie Gore. This isn't somebody that doesn't have experience doing this. I thought it was – look, I love Jace. I think Jace is a great manager.
Like something was wrong,
obviously. No, that's a different story.
I mean, it looked like it. I was worried, weren't you?
I mean,
something physically wrong. Something was going on. They had already used their mound visits, so they couldn't come back out and talk to him again.
When I saw Snell frustrating and MF in the dugout and everything, I thought, he's fine. He's not physically. He's okay. He's not hurt.
I didn't ever really think he was hurt. I just thought he stunk up the joint for about 7 minutes. And I figured there's no way they pull him. Not with the pitcher coming. It didn't make any sense to me. It was three runs. It wasn't nine runs. It wasn't 50 pitches. It was 38. The guy could come out the next inning, Ben, and get have a five-pitch inning. You know why? Because he's a veteran. He's a veteran. I'm going to let my veteran pitcher figure that out. I thought it was a bit of a panic mode, and I thought it was a bit of a mode that's going to F us for the rest of the week. I really did, because there was a couple of moves. Emilio Pagan does not need to be used in that game. He just does not need to be used in that game, period, the end. Bro, I wish there was something you could do in Major League Baseball after guys start getting hurt, guys start getting injured, getting hit. You're just like, you know what? After the fifth, we'll take it. We'll call it. See you guys tomorrow. I swear to God, I would have punted that game.
I would have also
and said, this is the weirdest game. I don't want to be a part of it anymore.
I would have also.
We'll take the L. Enjoy Pittsburgh.
And I really was hoping Taylor Williams could finish that out. But again, it seems irresponsible when a guy is done and spent to make him keep throwing and risking injury. I mean, there was no one else to go to. You had to go to one of your higher leverage relievers because you had used everybody else. Other than Ryan Weathers, who you're obviously saving for Friday. So that's why he didn't pitch in yesterday's game.
DJ Padres tweets in, he goes, uh-oh, we've lost Woodsy and Pauly over the deep end of Padres' despair. Save them. Our job is to break down last night's game. That's what it is. That's what we're doing.
I don't know. I think Jace Tingler's managed his last game. Inexcusable.
You know, we've got a big banner in our studio that Pauly bought at the Padres garage sale of Jace Tingler. After last night's performance, it's time to maybe do Black Tooth on him.
Got it for a bargain.
He's got a big smile. He's got a big smile, big white teeth. It may be time to blacken one of those teeth then after last night's performance. Which, by the way, still the funniest bit. It's the bit that gets me the most ever. If I'm flipping through a magazine at a doctor's office and somebody's blacked out some model's tooth,
devil horns.
Dude, it wipes me out. Every time. I was at a stoplight and I looked over and there was this real estate girl. And she was smiling real big, and somebody had blacked out her front tooth. I couldn't even go. I was laughing so hard. So, Jace, you may have earned yourself a black tooth after last night. That's terrible.
And
it was a terrible game.
Every loss from here on out, we do something to the banner.
You got to get at least...
For each loss or bad loss?
There's at least 56 more of them coming this year. You know, 60 is pretty much the baseline for losses in a season.
Every loss by three or more runs.
Three or more runs, yeah, we have to deface our beloved manager, Jay Stengler, who we do love and respect very much. Now, listen, our job's to break down the game. It was terrible. It was a terrible game. I did not like that decision at all. I hated that decision. I'm going to let Blake Snell figure it out against the pitcher. I just am.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Blake. I trust you, man.
I like that.
As for Taylor Williams and the hit batsman later in the game, I don't mind it. You know, at some point, I feel like it might be good for the clubhouse, good for teammates early in the season. Know that someone's got your back. Ultimately, though, this is, to me, what is so silly about the tit-for-tat, throwing at guys in baseball. Who hit more batsmen in the game yesterday, Woods?
Well, it matters on what kind of pitches they were and where.
Right. The Pirates, who had no control whatsoever, hit three batters. The Padres pitchers, who have very good control, also hit three batters. If there's a team,
it's not black and white.
If there's a team that's upset,
Ben, can I hit you with a slider?
It should be the Pirates.
Ben, let me hit you with a pitch. You pick slider or fastball. You want me to hit you a foot? Okay.
Right.
Now you pick foot. Head
foot.
Or hands.
Yeah, but at the same time, did you think any of those
It's not black and white.
Did
it's
you think
not.
Any of those balls that the Pirates threw were intentional to hit guys? I certainly didn't.
They couldn't
find the plate anywhere.
I don't know. I don't know their intent.
I mean, I certainly wasn't suspicious on any of them. I mean,
all I know is I was on the edge of my seat. Keone Keela.
He was salivating.
He
had to be salivating in the bullpen. Just like, yeah, call me. Yeah, call me.
I mean, I get it. That happens in
you
baseball.
Have you protect have to protect
your team. Your teammates. But if I'm a Pirates fan, I'm going, my God, the Padres are a bunch of big a-holes. My pitchers couldn't hit any. They couldn't find the strike zone all game.
Their pitchers
are throwing at us intentionally.
You saw Manny. Did you read Manny's lips?
And then they're getting all mad about it. It's like, wow, these Padres are... I hate these guys if I'm a Pirates fan today.
Did you see Manny? You can read his lips. He goes, I don't give an F if it's intentional or not. It's BS. I mean, Mateo got drilled. We're talking mid-90s to the forearms on both sides.
He comes in to replace Will Myers, who left the game with an
injury.
And, like, the first pitch he sees...
Just bam!
I thought he broke his hand.
I know.
Like, oh my God.
I did, too. I'm amazed I'm amazed that kid's okay. Look, it's an old thing in baseball. You want your guys to know that you have their back. And, hey, Ben, you never know. Maybe it slipped out of Taylor Williams' hand. You never know.
You never know.
You can't prove intent.
You can't, no.
And, you can't.
And no one's getting suspended over yesterday's game.
And,
again, as I said... I don't mind it in terms of I want those guys to feel like they've got each other's back.
Together.
So I'm not so mad about it, but ultimately, in a baseball sense, it's something I think is silly about the game.
It should not carry over today.
I really do. Yeah, better, if it carries over today and the Pirates start hitting the Padres and a Padre gets injured because they're retaliating for Taylor Williams, that's what I hate about the beanball wars. That is what I hate. If that carries over to today... I'm all of a sudden I'm mad about what happened in yesterday's game.
You're mad at Taylor Williams.
I'm not mad at Taylor Williams. I'm just mad at
that it happened.
Just that it happened. That it all got out of control when it didn't have to. It was pointless because I saw no intent from the Pirates' side on that. Now if he doesn't throw at him, is it the same thing that we had a couple of years ago with Andy Green managing and it felt like no one has anybody? I don't want that either.
You can't. It's hard. You can't. I mean, you have to pick a side on. It's like pecan and pecan.
But if Manny gets hit in the finger, you know, they're throwing at him early.
Yeah, it sucks.
And he breaks and he's out for, you know, 6 weeks.
It's garbage.
That's really gonna sting today.
Yeah, it will.
And I hate that.
It will.
All right, well, we're supposed to be breaking down the game in our next segment.
Let's keep going. I'm having fun. This is a good, spirited debate.
I see we got people who want to talk to about that game as well. 833-288-0973. Padres wrap-up coming up next, if that wasn't what we've already been doing this entire morning.
You cannot wrap up that game in one segment.
It's funny that the worst game of the season is the first one that we felt like we needed to talk about
the most.
The entire first hour of this show. Normally, we barely even scratch the game in the first hour. We just shoot the breeze. But today, of course... You know, sky partially falling. That's what we're doing here with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.